Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ooh, we're about 2 hours out from a big game tonight. Steelers and Texans at 7:20.
I got to be honest, I did not watch a minute of football yesterday.
What? That's all we did.
Neither did I.
We were gallivanting around town celebrating our anniversary of getting together.
Oh, yeah. Did you go apple picking?
No, we actually relived our first 3 dates.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Okay. So we know how that ended.
Okay. Anyway, it was a good time. Went to the Titanic exhibit.
You know, it's usually on the third date, they say.
We know.
Okay.
What did you think about the Titanic? Did you do the AV glasses?
Well, as someone who—no, I didn't do the virtual reality thing. Aww. But as someone who deep dives a lot of things, and pardon the term there, and goes down rabbit holes, I didn't learn much. There were a couple of different individuals from the Kansas City area that was fascinating to learn about.
Did you sink into the history of it all?
I did, yeah. Anyway— it was incredibly well put together.
Yeah, the iceberg hallway is pretty cool.
Yeah, the way that the story was told I thought was incredibly interesting. But
you need to go, Scott. You'd love it.
I do. I really do need to go.
As someone who hyperfixates on things that he finds interesting, I already knew most of what I read.
So how many years have you and Mary Beth been together?
4 years.
Is it 4 years now?
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Thanks.
That's great. Congratulations. I bet you had a wonderful night. Anyway, Steelers and Tech. What'd you ask me? Have they ever won?
The big one.
The Steelers?
Yeah.
6 times.
Okay. We went over this the other day. There's only one or two or maybe 3 teams that have never won.
That's not true. There's like almost 10.
They have, but a lot of those teams have gotten to the Super Bowl and lost.
Don't do it.
Do what?
I want you guys to guess. I'm pulling it up. Don't
okay,
do it.
Okay, so teams that have never won the Super Bowl or never been to the Super Bowl? What are you
never
asking?
Won.
Start with never won.
Well, never won. Carolina Panthers, Jacksonville Jaguars, Detroit Lions have never even been to the Super Bowl.
The Bills.
The Bills have been 4 times, but never won. Mm-hmm. That is correct. 4 times
in a row.
I kind
of root for them now because of John Grayson.
Yeah.
I think it's Josh Allen's year.
The Titans have never won. The Vikings have never won. The Texans have never won.
You're doing great.
I know.
Still missing a couple.
The Browns?
The Browns have never won. That is correct.
Also never been.
Yeah, they've never even been. The Bengals have been but never won. How many more am I missing?
3 at least.
Really?
All of this. Well, 2 of the cities start with A.
Alabama.
Well, one's a state, not a city.
Alabama's a college.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Arkansas.
No.
Akron, Ohio.
What you did not mention, unless I missed it, was Arizona Cardinals, Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons, that's right.
And
that's a lot
one
of teams.
More teams.
Wait, I thought Atlanta Falcons won?
No, they went in 1994 or 5, but they didn't win.
Oh. One more team that's never won that is actually currently in the playoffs.
Ooh.
Or, well, they were until yesterday. There you go.
Who is it?
The Chargers.
Chargers, yes, of course.
And then the four that have never been.
They've been, but they've never won.
The four that have never been. Browns, you mentioned. Lions, you mentioned. There's two others.
Never even been. Browns, Lions, Carolina Panthers?
Carolina.
No.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, and Texans.
And the Texans, yeah.
Think the Steelers are winning tonight?
I'm not going to jinx it, man. No. You know.
You're not going to have any effect on the game.
Shut up, Dan.
People have superstitions about that stuff. I don't anymore. I mean, we watched all the games, and I can't even tell you why. It's comforting to have it on when it's cold out. That's my answer.
I'm just trying to figure out which jersey I wear tonight.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Bragger, more than one jersey?
I have three.
Where yeah, really?
Where the Steelers won?
Well, I have three Steelers jerseys. Now, don't get me wrong, Sam, before you think, oh, man, you know, Scott must be
Richie Rich over here.
Were they gifts?
I've never bought a single one. They were all gifts.
Oh. Nice.
Dude, there's nothing I'm wearing right now. Hang on, what t-shirt am I having? Yep, there is nothing I have on right now that I bought.
I believe
you. Were people
you.
Trying to give away their jerseys? Yes. Hey, he'll take it.
Scott, I have one phrase for that. We
cheap,
can tell.
Cheap.
No, you are cheap. It's okay.
Well, you know, I went, and because I'm not getting any younger, I went and met with my financial planner this morning.
Yeah, again?
Yeah, he wants to meet with me every quarter until we get up and rolling. And I said to him, I said, you know, based on everything that you've seen in my portfolio, do I have God forbid they fired Dana and me today, do I have enough?
To bail us both out.
No.
You're on your own.
I said, do I have enough to retire? And he goes, yes, but I'd like for you to stay in the game, you know, at least another 5 years, and then you're definitely ready to retire. But he said, no, if you got fired today, you'd have to sell the house, but that you'd be okay. And he's like, it doesn't look like you spend a lot of money on clothes.
Wow.
Dang!
And stay down. Did he really say that?
No. No, I'm teasing. I did tell him, though. I said, I told him what amount of money I would need a month to live comfortably.
Yeah.
Not extravagantly, but comfortably.
$38.
$38. And that's my clothing allowance. And
for the year.
No, but I did tell the joke of myself. He said, that's it? That's all you would need? And I go, well, I said, look at me, dude. I'm 54 years old. I dress like I'm 17. It's not like I've seen the inside of a Kohl's recently.
Did he ask you if you wear that hoodie to church?
What's great is he made it sound like Kohl's would be fancy spending. He literally could have just said, I haven't been inside of a Halls or a Saks Fifth Avenue. He literally just said, I mean, let's be honest, you can probably tell I haven't been into Kohl's in a while.
That Walmart garment section is really missing me.
Phenomenal.
That's true.
Well, we know. It's all good.
Anyway. All-star third baseman Alex Bregman has agreed to a 5-year, $175 million contract with the Chicago Cubs. According to two people familiar with the deal, the people spoke to the Associated Press over the weekend on condition of anonymity because the agreement was pending a physical. The contract includes a no-trade provision allowing Bregman to block deals without his consent. He turns 32 in March. 5-year, 175.
It's a lot, Scott.
That's like $32 million a year.
Yeah, he's going to go shopping at Macy's.
Good grief. Wow. He earned $40 million in his one season with Boston. The Red Sox still owe him about $5 million.
So that's why I was confused about it being such a big news story. I asked in the newsroom, what's the significance of it? And they said it was a monster contract. But you just said that in one season prior, he made 40, seven more million dollars. Mm-hmm. So that is that a monster contract? That's why we're not a sports station.
5 years, $175 million is a lot of money.
Maybe it's just reporting on the latest contract.
Mm. Jump change.
Story here from Fox 4. Dana, I know you're always keeping up with all things Buc-ee's. A stretch of Village West Parkway in KCK will temporarily close later this month as crews begin work on a roadway shift and new roundabout tied to the Buc-ee's Travel Center construction. Closure is expected to begin on January 26th. Uh-huh. Groundbreaking was held in October. It is expected... Oh, the Village West Parkway will reopen in September of this year.
Okay. Exercise is as effective as medication in treating depression.
I believe it.
According to one study, and the story is from NPR. If you feel a little lift after exercise, they write, you're in good company. Movement can boost mood, and according to results of a new study, it can also help relieve symptoms of depression. Scientists evaluated 73 randomized controlled trials that included about 5,000 people with depression, many of whom had also tried antidepressant medication. We found that exercise was as effective as pharmacological treatments or physiological therapies as well. The findings are not a surprise to psychiatrist Dr. Stephen Maitka, medical director of psychiatry at Inspira Health. This new review reinforces the evidence that exercise is one of the most evidence-based tools for improving your mood. It boosts your serotonin levels, your dopamine, your endorphins. He says there is certainly some overlap between exercise and how antidepressants offer relief.
Sam, you believe that?
Sleep better. Eat better. Literally everything in your life can be, well, okay, most everything in your life can be solved by getting up and moving your body.
Yeah. Moving, that's right.
Lift heavy.
I would say most everything can be bettered. I don't know, solved.
Yeah, it's probably a better word. It can be improved.
Yeah. Like if you're going bankrupt, Sam, like you might feel a little bit better after going on a walk and clearing your head, but it's not going to change the outcome of your situation. I think everything can be bettered.
I was referencing like things within the body.
Well, but anxieties, all that stuff.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Interesting story here from NBC News. In a reversal, the judge overseeing Luigi Mangione's federal trial on Monday today ordered a hearing to determine whether his backpack was lawfully searched during his arrest at a McDonald's restaurant. Was it December of 2024?
Yes, and you've worried about this, Scott, that was an illegal search.
I believe it was.
I don't know. They thought there was a bomb in the bag. The problem is they didn't evacuate the McDonald's. And if you thought there was a bomb in the bag, why would you not evacuate?
Judge Margaret Garnett's decision comes days after she said she did not believe it was necessary to hold an evidentiary hearing in the trial of the 27-year-old man. Mangione was taken into custody in a McDonald's restaurant in Pennsylvania on December 9th, 2024. And man, that year went fast. The arrest ended a five-day manhunt for the person suspected of gunning down Brian Thompson outside of the New York Hilton Midtown.
Okay, let's say they agree, or the judge rules that, you know what, we're going to have to suppress all of the evidence from the backpack, which was a map.
It's also the gun.
The gun was in there. Okay.
A notebook with some lengthy testimonial confession.
There's more than one way to go about what he did. There's video of him shooting this guy
from behind.
I don't know.
It doesn't show his face.
There's no way to prove he did this without the backpack.
They have absolutely zero evidence other than the backpack.
All the evidence was in the backpack. The manifesto, if you, and I'm using that term rather loosely, but
it was basically just scribblings in the middle of a notebook that said in more words, "I did it."
Yeah. But the gun was in the backpack.
Yeah.
And this is where when they were holding the hearing, I think it was 2-3 months ago, and they were asking I believe it was a female police officer who was in command at the scene. They said, "Why did you search the backpack?"
Well, it's caught on tape. It's caught on body cam.
Right. And she said, essentially, and I'm paraphrasing here, "We were concerned that there might be a bomb in the backpack, blah, blah, blah." Well, if you were so concerned, did you evacuate the McDonald's? Her answer, no.
She even says, on body camera, she says, I mean, should we look in there and make sure there's not a bomb in there or something? That's like almost exactly how she said it.
Should we look in there and say
there's not a bomb?
And I think one of the other police officers, if I'm not mistaken, said we need to get a warrant.
Before or after she peeked in there. One of them one of them did say, maybe at this point we need to get a warrant. Because it's the eyebrows. I'm sorry. Again, it's the eyebrows.
Here's what I don't understand. And I hear what you're saying. But at no point when he's in the McDonald's can you see his eyebrows. He has a wool skull cap that literally is right above his eyes. His eyebrows are not, you can't see them. So I don't understand why some young man sitting in a McDonald's at 6:30 in the morning is all of a sudden suspicious.
Okay, inside the backpack was the gun and suppressor that matched the murder weapon, notebooks and writings, ammunition, and fake IDs and currency. Mm-hmm. Even if the backpack's contents are suppressed, prosecutors do have other evidence against Mangione, including DNA linking him to discarded items from the crime scene. They have the surveillance footage showing his actions. They have bystanders pointing, testimony about his statements. And here's the issue about testimony about his statements. If that backpack search is illegal, is it just the stuff in the backpack that's illegal or everything he might have said that day after?
Well, up and until you read him his Miranda rights, yes.
As far as the other evidence is concerned, changing clothes in a park and ditching those clothes while littering is not illegal, other than potential littering. And renting a city bike to bike through town, also not illegal.
But if you have witnesses that can point at him and say this was him.
Well, they don't.
That's
the problem. This occurred at 6 o'clock in the morning. There was nobody on the street.
Parks, you better be careful. A few more questions, you're going to start to sound like a conspiracy theorist.
No, here's what I've said from day one. He's going to walk. I for multiple reasons. Number one, the search of his backpack, I believe, I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on the radio, I believe that the search of his backpack was illegal. They didn't have a warrant.
Here's the other problem. Bullets in the bag convinced police right there that he was the killing suspect. When they opened the bag and they saw the bullets, that was the point authorities thought, okay, we think this is the guy. Now we should probably do things correctly. That's problematic.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah, I mean, you need permission to open the bag in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And here's why I think he's going to walk. And I'm not saying he should walk. I don't get me wrong. I'm not a Luigi Mangione apologist or sympathizer at all. But there's two reasons. Number one, I think the search of the bag was illegal. And number two, and I don't think you can discount this, I think he is, for some people in this country, he is a martyr. He
What did he change?
He didn't change anything.
The answer is nothing.
No, he didn't change a thing.
Everyone rallied and had some conversation about the state of healthcare in America after it happened.
Health insurance.
What changed?
Health
nothing.
Insurance.
Yeah. Nothing. No. Nothing changed.
No.
All of the pictures of CEOs of other companies were taken off the website.
CEOs got security and their photos were taken off of their websites. You were exactly right, Sam.
But I'm telling you, I think he is going to walk. Because there's going to be somebody on that jury who's going to be sympathetic to his, and I use this in air quotes, his cause. And you're going to get a hung jury, and then they'll retry him again.
But if you look at
the way, you'll get another hung jury.
Those instructions are, did he point and shoot and kill this man? Not, did he point and shoot and kill this man, ... But, I mean, come on.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I don't know. Scott, I don't know.
The jury with O.J. Simpson, you'll remember this
knew
as well.
Knew he was guilty.
Knew it. They were trying, this was at the height of the L.A. riots, Rodney King. This was right after Rodney King. The jury was trying to send a message.
You're right.
Well, and let's be clear here. When the instructions are sent to a jury, it's not, do you think he did it? It's, do you think the evidence shows that he did it?
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
They can think he did it all day long. But if they can't come to the conclusion that the evidence says he did it, if they're following the instructions of the court, they would have to vote not guilty.
Now, this is all based on what the judge ends up deciding, i.e. the backpack.
Correct.
Now, if the judge says everything in the backpack is admissible at trial, he's going away. I don't even know how a juror who was sympathetic to his cause could even vote not guilty.
Then how does a McDonald's manager, out of all the McDonald's in the world with 39 billion served, how did they all in that restaurant look at him, whether he was wearing a cap or not, and freaked out and thought, that's the guy?
I don't know, Dana. I don't know.
And they were right.
And they were. That's right. So we.
I was going to say, were they? They don't know.
Allegedly. But I mean, he made a lot of really bad
mistakes.
Mistake, yes. Number one, why keep the gun? Why? If they had gone through his backpack, okay, and there was no gun in there.
Yeah.
On what grounds would they have arrested him? We think you might kind of sort of be
the guy we're looking for?
Well, he said that his name was Mark. Remember that? And I think he had some ID to suggest that his name was Mark.
Yeah, that would be the fake IDs, yeah.
But on what, I mean, he very well, they could have said, well, we don't have anything to hold this guy on.
It's all very confusing. Who commits one of the most high-profile crimes in the country and keeps a bag full of every piece of evidence needed to convict
them on
their back?
Yes.
And goes to McDonald's and thinks to themselves, I'm going to sit here for 3 hours.
And that's another huge mistake. Why wouldn't you just get the bag and get the hell out? Why sit down in a McDonald's? Go sit down on a park bench somewhere.
It's not like Canada's that far away.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. The National Weather Service's weekend wind forecast for rural Idaho looked normal. Some mild gusts, a caption reminding folks to hold on to your hats. And then some eagle-eyed observers took a look at the towns on the map and wondered just what the hell is going on here.
Where were we taking cover?
Ohio residents, by the way, had never heard of towns by the name of Orange-O-Tilled and Whatabod.
We're talking to you, Orange-O-Tilled. Likely go to your safe space.
Likely because they didn't exist and don't exist. According to the Washington Post, the Weather Service confirmed the graphic was created using generative AI, which had created entire communities and gave them appropriately silly names. Okay. says here later on in the story, when robots take human jobs, everything suffers. The work, the data, the trust that citizens build with institutions. Weather forecasts are not content.
Nope.
That can or should be generated with a few clicks. They are public safety tools.
It will lead to mistakes. There was an article that's making the rounds again. It was actually several weeks ago in the New York Times that a professor at, it was actually two professors at a university in Illinois caught, you know, six or seven kids cheating, or what do they call it? Academic dishonesty, right?
That's called cheating.
And so the kids apologized and the professors did something brilliant. In the apology after the first one, when it said, I sincerely apologize, my behavior is unacceptable, I greatly value my education, and I'm blessed to be here. The first one, they thought, oh, that's really nice. This seems sincere. Then they got the second apology. It was the same. As was the third, as was the fourth. The professors, instead of calling the students in and busting them, waited until the next time everyone was gathered in class in the lecture hall, posted the apologies side by side by side by side by side by side. Mm. I mean, is there ever going to be an original thought anymore?
Not at this pace.
No.
Right? They got busted for cheating, then used AI to write an apology, and not one of them, an entire group of students did this.
I know I get painted as a fear mongerer when I go on these soapboxes and down these rabbit holes about our education system. I know that that's going to be the response every time I bring it up, but this is something that needs to be addressed.
So the deputy associate chancellor said in an email that the students are not going to be punished. The university's student code covers cheating and plagiarism, but at that point, they were not aware of specific rules applying to the use of AI. Schools can't ban it because even we were talking about this yesterday. All of our news ladies got together for lunch, and Barb was there, and Katie and Krista Claus. And she said, do you use AI? And I go, no.
Yes, you
and
do.
She goes, yes, you do. Do you Google? That's now AI. Mm-hmm. I go, well, yeah, Google, but I don't use ChatGPT. She's like, if you're Googling, that's AI.
If you go, for example, it'll tell you it's AI generated now.
So that's why I'm saying, like schools can't ban, quote, ban AI, because that's the engine that we use to get information about the papers you really are writing, right?
So I just Googled something very simple. How many countries are in the world? Okay. And it tells you at the very top.
AI generated.
AI overview. Everything is AI now.
By the way, I just AI searched the environmental impacts of AI.
That's interesting.
And it's another thing that we cannot ignore. The amount of water that's being used, the amount of energy that it requires.
AI?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean water?
The cooling systems for these data centers. It's using fresh water.
Huh.
Yeah.
By the way, 9 in 10 Americans use AI on their phone, but only 38% actually realize
that they're using it.
Mm-hmm. A survey of 2,000 adults explored how AI is used every day, finding that many were unaware of its presence in their everyday lives, like weather alerts, 42% of those are from AI. Call screening, 35% of call screening is through AI. Autocorrect is AI.
Okay, listen to this. Teachers will report, when you ask them, that they are concerned about students using AI. But most of them also report they love it for themselves.
Right.
Well, it's a fantastic tool, but it's only fantastic if you use it so much. It's like a calculator. We had calculators when I was in math class, but my math teachers were fantastic math teachers and never let us use calculators until I hit like advanced calculus.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is math going to be the last true academic teaching? Because really with math, you either understand how to solve an equation or you don't. You either build on those building blocks of mathematics.
Why couldn't AI do it too?
Yeah, you can just prompt it in AI and it will do the equation for you.
Because I feel like during a math test, that's when you can't have your phone out.
That's why I love Missouri going back to pen and paper.
You love math because I think with math, you either understand it or you don't.
I've heard from teachers that they have tried the here's a piece of blank paper, here's a pen, write me a 5-paragraph essay in the next 45 minutes. They've tried that in 2026.
And?
They just get blank stares.
I would like to think most kids could write an essay. What did I do last summer? All right. I'm not asking you to solve the mysteries of the earth, but can you not string together a sentence?
According to a number of reports from freshman high school teachers, I know of one who is actually an English teacher in the Iowa area, or in the state of Iowa.
Wait, hang on. Just so I understand you correctly, you're telling me that, because I have never been one of these doomsday, you know, back in my day, and I'm not one to say that the younger generation doesn't like to work or is worthless. I don't believe that. You're in the younger generation. Travis Walker is in the younger generation. Two of the hardest working guys I've ever been around. But
you're ahead of the curve.
Well, maybe. You're telling me that young people today can't write 5 paragraphs on name the topic.
Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying all of them. There are gifted students out there who have had all of the proper elements in their village as they've been growing up, and they're excelling and learning and growing in all of the ways that we could have ever imagined with technology and doing it swimmingly. But there is also a large portion of our society who is entering high school. Again, this teacher from Iowa, freshman high school teacher, teaching English, who hands his kids a piece of paper and a pen and says, write me a 5-paragraph essay about this prompt. You have 45 minutes.
And they
will literally just sit there and stare at him for 45 minutes.
I think for other reasons the essay is dead. Because we used to be told, go home, and tomorrow morning you'd better have an essay.
Get your Dewey Decimal System out.
Get it all out. Get the old typewriter. I think the essay is dead. Because the kind that you have to write, like you have 2 weeks to write a paper. Can you even ask kids to do that anymore? It's all cheating.
But that required critical thought.
It's all AI. Well, but Sam, AI hasn't been around long enough to kill the essay until now.
But the idea of AI is incredibly flawed because we look at AI as just these large language models. It's not. I mean, we've been on this trend for a very long time. Me being able to Google something in high school was going in this direction.
But helpful, not cheating. To me, you still have to have thought and, you know, a convincing argument, especially like think about in speech class, Scott. How are they going to do speech class from this point forward? Where you all of our kids had to take speech, where you had to go home, write a speech, deliver the speech. Who's going to be writing a speech anymore?
But only half of, and I did take speech in college. I'm sure you did as well. Only 50% of speech class is, well, that's probably more than that, but there's also a performative component to speech. I mean, I remember getting up there. I hate speaking in front of, like, we can talk to tens of thousands of people every single day, and it's just the three of us in this room, and it doesn't even faze me, right, that we're speaking at any given moment to an audience the size of Sandstone Amphitheater, right? I don't even think about it. But you put me in front of 20 people, I'm a wreck.
Yeah,
I cannot do public speaking. I just can't do it. And I remember I'm taking this speech class, and I just had to convince myself that it was just me and the professor, and we were the only two people in the room.
Yeah.
And I had to ignore all of my classmates.
But speech is now going to be 50%. They're not creating anything. You still have to perform it. You still have to, if you're not allowed to read it, you still have to do something out from your note cards. I just think it's changing everything in ways that we have thought about and have not thought about.
Well, I find it remarkable in this story here how many people literally use AI every day and how many people don't realize it.
I use it every day.
We all do.
Yeah.
I mean, every single time I Google any, like, you know, when we're doing the show, over the course of the last 4 hours, I've lost track how many different things I've Googled.
And by the way, you can go in, I've done it, and turn off the automatic AI overview thing.
Then
it's incredibly inconvenient.
Then what? But what difference is it when you turn that off, Sam?
It's just Googler, back to old
it's
Google.
Dumber.
It doesn't compile the data out of the articles automatically for you. It just gives you a list of potentially related articles.
All right.
Huh. It's Google from 3 years ago.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Speaking of AI, the company that brought a data center to the Star's former home in the Crossroads just over a year ago, has since purchased the building as work continues to transform it into a tech hub and an AI campus for Kansas City. Patmos, which is now headquartered in the big green glass building at 16th and McGee, offers data services for web hosting, artificial intelligence, cloud computing, I have no idea what I'm reading, and other functions with an eye toward being an alternative to big tech companies. Could you not, though, make the argument that AI has been with us for a long time? Calculators would be AI.
Well, and that's why I made the statement last segment about how we have a serious misconception of the idea of AI. We're calling large language models, which is the modern day AI, AI.
It's Google like, is fine. Telling people to take cover in towns that don't exist is not.
Like what about?
Yeah.
What about Idaho?
If it's so good at predictive information, how did it not know that Wattabod isn't a town that exists in all of Idaho?
Because it's wrong all the time.
For now. For now.
Or it's just going to be wrong so many times that we don't know what's right.
Well, and I'll tell you this. I was really put off last week when I was watching 60 Minutes, you remember the story about the robots that they're doing in an Amazon warehouse in God knows where. And these, they can mimic your movement. They're obviously AI, so they just have thousands and thousands of pounds of information in their stupid little computer brains. And the 60 Minutes correspondent said to the guy who is in charge, or one of the guys who's in charge of all of these humanoid-like robots, well, this is going to take the place of a lot of, you know, working blue-collar Americans. And I don't want to say he was dismissive, but he was dismissive. Yeah. And he was like, well, you know, yeah, of course it is. Of course these guys are going to take over everybody's jobs, but we'll find other jobs down the road.
Because we said the exact same thing about the computer in the late 70s, early 80s, right?
the price to pay of innovation, but is this innovation good or necessary?
It's irrelevant because it's here and you can't put that genie back in the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
List is out of the top five states to raise a family.
Five states mm-hmm. to raise a family.
Mm-hmm. Kansas and Missouri did not make the top five.
How far from AI can I get?
Colorado.
No.
No.
Not even in the top five.
Texas?
No.
Is it all going to be the New England-y ones?
Well, there's one New England state, and it's number one.
Maine? Connecticut.
Massachusetts is number one.
Mm. Wouldn't affordability be a big problem?
Well, I was
going to
say, right?
They did factor that in, but they also factored in what people get paid in these states as well.
Okay.
So we'll go in descending order. Nebraska is number five. Wisconsin is number four.
Okay.
North Dakota is number three.
North Dakota?
Minnesota is number two, and Massachusetts is number one. Notice that they're all cold weather states.
Ugh.
All of them.
Which, speaking of, how long do we have?
We're getting there, bud.
It's coming. I'm so excited.
No, you are, Sam. I am not.
Oh, we're talking about the weather for this week.
Yes. All that rain last week. I thought to myself, man, if this were snow.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Would have been beautiful. Winter wonderland.
What is it? It's 48 right now.
It was glorious today.
59 tomorrow. Oh, and then the floor drops out.
Yep.
Oh, whoa.
It's bad. I know.
Saturday, the overnight low Saturday is going to be 8. That is not okay.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Boy, this weekend looks terrible. 34 on Saturday, 29 on Sunday. The overnight lows both nights in the single digits. Ugh. Oh, you and Dan are just going to be in hog heaven. Ugh.
That's not good.
That's disgusting.
He's already dancing out there. You nerd. Awesome.
Well, we were talking about it yesterday. Mary Beth and I were, because it was teetering on cold, too cold for a coat, or not cold enough for a coat, but too cold for a sweater kind of a thing yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I always come to the same conclusion. If it's 110 degrees outside, I could be butt naked walking down the street and still incredibly uncomfortable. If it's
We'd too, be uncomfortable too, Sam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please. If it's 2 degrees outside, I can bundle up to the point that I am perfectly comfortable walking down the street.
Okay. By the way, the year is only 2 weeks old, and by this point, more than a third of you have already broken your resolution.
Has dry January become damp January?
And by the end of January, more than half of you will give up on your resolutions. Huh. Only 9% of you. Come December 31st of this year, we'll have kept your resolution.
I don't even believe it's
9%. 9%. 1 in 10.
But we are here to tell you, keep going, people. We know you can do it, whatever that thing is.
Well, my resolution is rather generic. It is to just be better in every aspect of my
life.
That's
what we need to do, is lower our resolutions.
Exactly right. Exactly.
Mine is positivity, and the number of times that I have stopped myself in the last 12 days and thought to myself, is that the best way to approach that thought?
Good for you, Sam.
But Sam, positivity was also your resolution in 2025, and that did not work out.
You win some, you lose some, okay?
You lost.
I did.
This year's resolution is we're going to try again.
Uh-huh. Round two.
Let's go back to the beginning. Birthdays today. Jeff Bezos is 62. Howard Stern is 72, and Rob Zombie is 61. We got to run. Have a great night. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. We will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.